The news in brief. Iran says nuclear weapons have no place in its defense doctrine. Head of Iran's Human Rights Council, Mohammad Javad Larijani, says Tehran's military might is powerful enough to deter any imminent threat. He also said a religious decree issued by the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution bans non-conventional weapons. Syria says it's uncovered an American plot for war on Damascus. The scenario sees the UN and the ICC accuse Damascus of war crimes. It also tasks Turkey with invading Syria while triggering a civil war with the help of the insurgency inside its Arab neighbor. Scores of Bahraini protesters have held a rally in the town of Sitra to denounce US double standards towards the popular uprisings in the Arab world. The demonstrators shouted slogans against the ruling Al Khalifa dynasty and called for the release of those detained during anti-regime protests. In Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, bombs have hit near the venue of the Loi Jirga convention. That's where Afghan elders and the president are holding a four-day meeting to discuss the presence of foreign forces in their country. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. police have clashed with anti-Wall Street protesters occupying a branch of Bank of America in San Francisco. Nearly 100 people were arrested, most of them students, protesting an increase in tuition fees. The anti-Wall Street movement has been going on for months against the unjust financial system. U.S. police are holding a suspect in last week's shooting at the White House. The 21-year-old man was arrested near Indiana, Pennsylvania. Earlier, federal agents found two bullets from Friday's shooting. One struck a protective window and another hit the building's exterior. No one was hurt in the incident. The US president has vowed to expand his country's military presence in the Asia-Pacific region. He made the announcement while addressing the Australian Parliament in the capital, Canberra. Hours earlier, Obama said he would send military aircraft and up to 2,500 Marines to northern Australia. And police from China and Angola have jointly busted a transnational human trafficking gang. The criminals targeted low-income, poorly educated Chinese women. They'd tell the victims that they'd pay for their fees abroad and give them time to pay back when they arrived in Angola. But those who couldn't were forced into prostitution.